Chapter 19. Language Change. Reading. Changes aren't permanent, but change is. Rush. Tom Sawyer. The quote above this essay, although not meant to be, can easily be applied to language change. No single change is ever permanent. It always has the potential to change again, but change itself is permanent. This may seem confusing, but if we change it into a simple statement, that is, that language change is continuous, then it becomes easier to understand. In fact, the only languages that don't change are dead ones. Let's look at the kinds of language change that exist and at why languages change. Probably the most common type of language change that you are familiar with is that of new words entering the language. As new technology develops, or as new things become fashionable, new words enter the language to represent these new concepts. In Japan, each year there is a list of prominent new words which have entered the language. Similarly, dictionaries must continue to make new additions every few years to account for these new words. Just as new words may enter the language, other words may fall out of fashion and disappear from the language. Another type of change is a change in meaning. This is called semantic change. With this type of change, old words get new meanings, or may undergo other subtle changes more strongly in meaning, or less so. Grammatical changes may also occur. Sometimes, nouns, for example, can become verbs or adjectives. Look at the brand name Velcro, for example. Velcro can be a noun as some Velcro, or a verb, to Velcro, or an adjective, Velcro shoes. Phonetic changes occur when the pronunciation of a word, like a place name, begins to change. Look at the name Edinburgh. Americans pronounce the word very closely to the way it is spelled. Many British people, however, pronounce it as if it were spelled Edinburgh. Another type of sound change is a phonological change. Phonological changes occur when, over time, the sound system of the language changes. Language changes are often so subtle that we hardly notice them, and most are beyond our control. Although, sometimes people try to do so, believing that they are protecting the purity of the language. The French, for example, try very hard to keep English words from entering and possibly destroying their language. They have formed a language academy to protect the French language, and have even enacted laws to prevent English on billboards. These people, who wish to protect the language, are sometimes called prescriptivists.